Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Candidly Eclectic. Today's topic is one that will probably reduce both of us to giggle fits. Sorry in advance if that happens, but you may be used to it by now. We're coming up on warmer weather where we live, so it's time for us to start thinking about camping. In response to that fact, we will be sharing stories, tips, and tricks for camping today. We love camping, and it's always a highlight of the summer for us. Stay tuned in for laughs, memories, and more. Plus, tell us any advice you've got for us when we camp in the comments or an email. Without further ado, let's hop into it.
Okay. If you listened to last week's episode, you got the spoiler that this is what this week is going to be about. And you might have ideas already of our answers to the first question. But the first question is, do you enjoy camping?
Heck yes. I love it. It is, like, so much fun. Minus the ticks and the insects and, like, the dirt. But it's what makes camping so much fun.
I also enjoy camping, and I am very thankful that bug spray exists.
Yeah.
Because it helps. So, I'd say love camping, actually. I enjoy it. I love it. It's a fun time, most of the time. Except for when it's a 5 a.m. rain wake up.
Oh my God, yes. That is so funny.
But then it makes for a good story.
Yeah. You gotta, and the, oh my gosh, I don't even want to talk about that trip. Anyway, do you travel to camp or stay local?
Right now, I stay local, like within half hour of my house. I'm branching out more. But, like, the last time I went camping far away, quote unquote, I got an intestinal parasite from the water. So I like to stay local where I trust the water.
Did you not boil it before you drink it?
No, I brush my teeth with it.
Oh, no.
And I was like 10. My mom got it, too. So we got antibiotics. We are fine, but
I think that's worse than the story. Than my story. I like to stay local now. But in the past, when I was Girl Scouts and just family camping, we did travel. We went to, like, a horseback riding camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, we camped with the wolves.
Oh.
So that was fun. Because then, like, at night, we got to hear them, like, howl. And then it's, like, 12 midnight. We're like, are you guys done yet? Are you guys done howling? It was so cool, though. The Wolf Preserve. That's what it was. Family camping was, I don't remember where we went. Girl Scout camp, whatever that camp was. We had to make a stupid dummy or whatever. Anyway, yeah. So I like to stay local, but if I can branch out to, like, maybe Hershey, PA,
mm-hmm.
we can, like, I think there's a campground there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So maybe, like, go back to Goshen Pond for a couple more times, and then eventually go further. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Since we both said we like to stay local,
mm-hmm.
do you think camping in your backyard counts as camping?
Yeah. Yes, I truly do. Even though it's, like, in your own backyard, and, like, my backyard is all open, as you have been there. I do have woods in, like, the front house, like, the side of the house. But my backyard is all open land. We have, like, 3.5 acres of land. I just go out in the extra lot. Yes, we have an extra lot that's connected to our yard. And I just go back there. We have, like, these giant overgrown bushes. And I just go back out there. And it's by the barn to hear the horses in the morning. And there are a lot of deer, and we now have a fox in my yard.
Oh, fuck.
So now I gotta be really cautious. But anyway, I still consider it camping. What do you?
I do too. Like, if you're sleeping in a tent, you're camping, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or in a campground with a yurt or a cabin. So, like, to me, if you're sleeping outdoors, you're camping.
Yep.
Even if there's no fire, if there's no walking trail.
Yeah.
And for some people, the most accessible form of camping is their backyard.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah.
And especially for us.
Yeah.
So, like we do it in your front yard?
Side yard.
Side yard, sorry. Side yard. I have the backyard, which is better for me, but I still consider it camping.
Yeah.
Minus the sprinklers being on and not realizing I had to move. That's a story in and of itself. do you glamp or camp?
I camp. I've never been glamping in my life.
Glamping is like cabins with like running water and like stoves and like all, like a giant cabin.
The only cabin I've stayed at was at Knoebels, which is where I got the intestinal parasite
years ago.
If you bring your own water, you're fine.
Do the jugs of water.
They call it beaver fever there. The parasite, because I was just very shocked to learn that. But it was an easy fix. No long-term health effects. I'm fine. My mom's fine. We're good. But we stayed in a cabin, but I don't remember if there were even lights in the cabin.
Oh.
I think there were, but it was just three beds. Like, two loft beds and then the bed on the bottom. No, like, kitchen or anything.
Okay.
Just, like, a shelter to sleep in.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
I camp. We've done tent camping on rocks, which was fun it was the horse thing we went to for Girl Scouts. That was an adventure in of itself, because us kids were like, oh my god, there's a root sticking in my back. And all the parents are like, wait till you get to my age. And you know, I was like only like 12. And I'm like complaining that my back hurts because I slept on a root. And then the parents are like, wait till you get to my age. I'm like almost halfway there. Anyway, I don't mind glamping, but it kind of I don't think glamping is. I don't know how to phrase this.
As authentic?
Yeah. So like glamping is like when you have, I call it pamper camping. Like, be pampered while you camp. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. Like, if you don't want to be in a tent or a cabin, then I don't know. So I prefer camping, to be honest. I enjoy setting up a tent, putting the poles together, putting them through the tent, setting up the tent, rolling out the sleeping bag, grabbing the pillows, extra blankets, the cooler, being out in the woods in nature without getting ticks or whatever. So, yeah.
I have no idea what your answer for this one's gonna be. So I'm excited.
Good story.
Okay, go ahead. What has been your biggest fail while camping?
Okay. So years ago we went camping as a family. We had like the 6-person tent, which was like huge. So It was me, my mom, my younger brother, my older sister, and my dad. I don't remember exactly where we went camping, but we whatever. So long story short, we had a fire going, or we're getting ready to do the fire. We go for a walk. Well, first we all sit down. Okay, all six of us sit down. But what we are sitting on is what caused the fail.
Oh dear.
So my mom and my younger brother sat on, I think, a picnic bench or something. But apparently the rest of us all sat on logs and stumps.
Oh dear.
So we go for a walk. We come back, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing all these red dots everywhere. Like, my almost microscopic red dots, like, under our skin. And we're itchy, like, itchy everywhere. Our head to our toes, literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. We get home from camping. We all had chiggers, minus my mom and my younger brother. Gosh. We all had chiggers. No, I think Jack did get them. It was my mom that didn't get them.
Oh.
So Jack was like, had to have been 5 or 6 when we went.
Okay.
So we were still young.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got chiggers, but my mom. Because she was a smart one to not sit on any stumps.
Yeah.
So that was our, and like, we still talk about it to this day as like a joke. Like, do you remember the time when all you guys were being stupid and I was the only smart one to not sit on that? So yeah. If you don't know what you're sitting on, and if you don't bring, I don't think we even brought chairs. I don't remember. It was so long ago. Bring camping chairs with you, please. Or at least, so we call them sit-upons. They're like, we made them in Girl Scouts. But even then, they can still, apparently, I don't know. Bring camping chairs, or bring like a, I don't even think a pillow would work. I was like, bring a pillow to sit on. Or a blanket. But basically bring camping chairs with you.
Yeah.
If you aren't sure if you can sit on a stump, and now that you know that sitting on a dead stump will give you chiggers, I don't know. Anyway, that was my biggest camping fail. Funny story, but it was a fail in my mind.
Okay. See, mine involves a little bit more risk than yours.
Oh, really?
Yes. You were there. I don't know if you even realized what had happened, but we were years ago.
When we first started camping together.
Yes.
Okay. Your yard or my yard?
My yard.
Okay.
So, do you remember we had the propane grill?
Yes!
So, I was setting it up and it wasn't clicking, so I kept turning up the amount of propane.
Yes, I remember this.
And then it finally clicked, so I lit it. But, and the fire wasn't out of control, but like there was a blast of heat.
Yeah.
And it singed off my bangs. Not all of the way, but like I had baby hair. And they've finally grown back. They've finally grown back, but I was just like, what just happened? Where did my hair go? So use little propane, and then gradually add more
heat,
after the fire has been started.
Don't singe.
Yeah. Don't singe off your hair. Because it is interesting.
Oh my god.
It is an interesting look. Let's just say that.
Oh my gosh. Oh! I have another funny story.
Okay.
It was a semi-fail. Girl Scout camping, we're in a cabin. And there's a fireplace, so we're like, let's go get the wood, let's start a... And the parents that are here with us on this camping trip goes, girls, you need to start the fire.
Oh, dear.
We're like 12 years old. So we get the wood, we place it in nicely, we do the whole newspaper thing, whatever.
Yeah.
My friend, who I can't name because I never asked her for permission and I haven't talked to her for years. Apparently, I lit the fire and then you blow on the to get it going. She had flannel pajama pants on.
Oh, dear.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Oh, dear.
I'm blowing on the flames, so like, and then one of the embers comes out, lands on her leg, and it singes a hole in her pajama pants, and it reached her skin, and basically, the story is, I almost set my friend on fire.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to we're catching up this next Wednesday for like a dinner and a show, so I'm going to see if she remembers that story. Okay. And I'm going to be like, I am so sorry, and she blames me for almost setting her on fire. It was an accident!
Oh, gosh.
Then she shouldn't have been sitting that close. Anyway, do you camp all year long or only during the warmer months?
I camp from like April if it's decent weather, if it's not like freezing.
Like today.
To like November. The winter, I don't normally camp unless I'm going to like Florida. Mm-hmm. And I'm camping there because it's still warmish there.
Yeah,
but like up where we live, it's cold. Can't do it.
I'm the same way. I only do it during the warmer months. So like May to like August, September. But usually September, I'm always at the beach. Yeah. So I don't get back till October. So maybe the middle of October will probably be the last camp out for me. But I usually like the warmer. I like to test to see if I can handle the cold. And the one time I did camp in my backyard, I brought my dog with me. And I brought her giant bed. Mm-hmm. And I brought like every blanket on my bed. I brought every pillow. Guess where this dog laid?
Your pillow.
On my feet.
Oh.
Like right next to me. I was like, you have your giant bed. That's why I brought it. Mm-hmm. Nope. She wanted to sleep like literally right next to me, which was great. I had blankets for her. I even covered her in blankets. She did not sleep in that giant bed I brought for her.
Oh, God.
She wanted to be on top of me, which was, I loved, but I lost sleep because I was so worried about her. Mm-hmm. But she did great. But it was fun to see that how she did not want to sleep in that giant dog bed that I brought in for her. And she ended up sleeping next to me. Oh, man. I love her, though.
All right. For the next question. There's no particular order.
Okay.
What are your top 5 essential items for a camping trip?
Oh. My top 5 are... tent, obviously.
Yes.
Tarp.
Yes.
For the bottom and the top. Mm-hmm. Just in case if it rains. Cooler for snacks and drinks. Enough propane.
Yes.
Camping chair. Sleeping bag. There's more than 5, but you get where I'm going, right? And jugs of water, too, just in case.
Yeah.
Like 3 to 4 jugs of water, because you never know. What are yours?
Aside from, like, your basics.
Yeah.
Like what you listed.
You need a flashlight.
I bring...
sorry. Extra batteries.
Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, several lanterns.
Yeah, oh, yes, you do. You do, like, the headlights. You do, like, the ones that dangle from your... yeah.
I do... a book or a board game or both.
Oh.
I like to bring a squishmallow, like a big one.
Yeah.
Because it doubles as a pillow and like something you can cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
I do Do we just call them camping forks?
Yeah. The camping
roasting fork things.
The utility stuff.
Yes.
The meal stuff.
No, the ones you use to like cook food over a fire.
Oh, yeah, they're just forks.
Yeah.
Wiener forks. Well, I don't know how else to say it.
And then whenever I camp, it's an essential for me. I make potato packets. Like, if I'm going somewhere to camp, I bring potato packets. Because you don't need to refrigerate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hearty meal.
Have you made them? What, have we made them together yet?
No, we're going to do it this year.
Okay. Woohoo!
I just have to, because it's...
Is it, like, over the fire, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's literally diced potatoes, washed, and then seasoned with, like, salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic.
Baked potatoes. I know what you're saying, because we make them just in the oven. We just cube forth the potato, salt and pepper, and just throw them in the oven for, like, a couple minutes, and... Roasted potatoes. We call them roasted potatoes.
But we do, what we do is we cook them.
In foil, right?
In foil.
Yeah.
But we cook them with the meat that we bring.
Ooh.
So that the steak juices get into them.
Potatoes.
And it's really good. But like, if I bring the standard meal, it's the potato packets.
Yeah. Nice. What are your camping traditions?
Potato packets. Campfire bonfire, if there's no fire ban in place.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Which we had last summer.
Yeah, last time we went camping there was. Yes, it did rain the entire weekend.
Which is fine.
5 a.m. wake-up calls are
great.
Wonderful.
Especially when you are worried that your tent is going to get washed out.
Yeah.
And, like, drips. I'm like, oh, my God, we should have brought the extra tarp. Oh, we did bring the extra tarp. Where is it, Shay? It was in the car.
It was.
It's stuck to the door.
And then.
That was probably a slight fail.
Slight. Very slight.
Flirting.
The other tradition, if you can call it that, is that I always, like, go hiking around the campsite.
Yeah. And take pictures.
Yep. And I bring a disposable camera, so I don't have to bring, like, a charger and all that for my digital.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the photos developed and... Tradition. It's fun.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm going to piggyback off that and say that's literally... I do the Polaroid or the... Yeah, that camera. Because we did that this last summer. We each got a camera and we got like the... And it was fun. Minus the people. Oh, we have to tell that story.
Yep.
Okay. There's another story. Sorry. That's basically kind of like make sure you're in a comfortable place. You are in a section of the woods. If like in the campground, they say go to spot 12. Yeah. Make sure it's comfortable enough for you guys, for like everyone who's going, or like if it's just us. Just popcorn. Also bring popcorn too.
Yes.
What are the MREs? Those are good. And those are easy to make, too.
Yeah.
So, I think I just answered the next question.
Okay. All right. So, and I kind of have answered this, too. Well, my top favorite food. Yeah. But what are your favorite camping foods?
You gotta have s'mores, obviously.
Right on.
You can't. I would love... Anything, basically. MREs, since the first time you and I've had them.
Yeah.
The
first or second time. Hamburgers. We made hamburgers the one. Okay, hamburgers. MREs. Should we tell them what they are? Because nobody knows.
Meals ready to eat.
So all you do is you get
water.
Boiling water, right? Or is it, yeah. Boiling water, you just pour it in. And then we had the beef stew.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. S'mores, MREs, hamburgers. Anything you can cook either on a propane grill, miniature camping grill that we I have. Or hot dogs, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with s'mores though.
No.
Popcorn too. Snacks. Definitely snacks.
Once again, I say potato packets. Potato packets with some kind of meat.
Yeah.
S'mores.
Mm-hmm.
Jiffy Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do love that soda cake that we make.
You'll have to try to get me to. We'll have to try to make that.
Yes, it's pretty great. Okay. But yeah, those are my top favorite foods. So, I'm interested to see your answer to the next one.
Are there any foods you discovered while camping that you make at home now?
Potato. Soda bread.
Soda cake.
Soda cake. Soda yep. Cake. I don't know why I just said soda bread. You got me thinking of bread now.
It's literally something we learned at Girl Scouts, and we made it in a Dutch oven when we were camping at the Girl Scouts. But what happened was we didn't bring eggs or oil or anything. You took, I believe we had a vanilla cake box mix, dumped a 12-ounce can of Coke into it, and then mixed it by shaking it in a plastic bag.
And the bag didn't explode from all the carbonation?
Bag did not explode.
Wow.
Shook it in the plastic bag and then poured it into the Dutch oven and that's it.
Nice.
You can add like...
Did it have to be
stuff? Cake? No, it can be like somebody else did chocolate with Sprite.
Ooh.
Somebody did Dr. Pepper and vanilla. Ooh. Or white cake. I forget which one.
That sounds
good. But like... You can pair up different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else did vanilla with a cherry Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite one was, and this sounds so gross, but strawberry cake with cherry cola.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It was good. Because we all, each troop made a different flavor mix.
Yeah.
And we like had a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Of cake.
Yeah.
I learned how to make toast while camping because we had to make a legit, I can't call it a Dutch oven. We made it out of cardboard and aluminum foil.
Okay.
But I don't, it was Girl Scout camp. We made toast. I don't really remember. I think because as we got older, we made like a menu and we had to bring the ingredients and we had to cook them like over the fire. So we just, for Girl Scouts, we actually had a big giant box about as long as the table here and like pretty wide. And we just... That was all of our Girl Scout camping, like, equipment. Like, the food, like, olive oil, flour, sugar, salt, pepper, lemon zest, or whatever. Like, we would bring that box every time we went camping. I only just remember, I think we made toast. I don't remember. I remember just making something with aluminum foil on a cardboard box.
Okay.
So we had to, like, toast the bread, but it was, like... The long way of doing it. It was hard. But it was fun, though.
I should also mention that we made glazes for the cakes that we made with powdered sugar and more soda. So instead of water and powdered sugar to make a glaze, we did soda and powdered sugar.
Very nice.
So, yes, we'll have to make it this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it was really good. So, next question.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be Girl Scouts or family or both, whatever you want to say. How often did you camp when you were a child?
Oh, boy. A lot. Girl Scouts, family. I went to Matali by myself for like 2 weeks, which was fun. And that's like right by where we live. So Matali Anakwe, the camp is called Camp Matali Anakwe. And there is a sister campsite or whatever. It's called Camp Akanikan. So for anybody outside of
this area
or even outside the United States, those are camping sites that have cabins. And each day you would do a different thing. You would have like an itinerary of what you wanted. You'd have to fill out a form of what you wanted to do, like what your interests were. I remember horseback riding. And I got a horse that I was terrified of. I think her name was Brandy or something. It was a white horse. Anyway, I camped a lot as a kid. And I remember the one camping trip. My younger brother came with us. But we went to a water park. It was like an indoor water park. I don't know if it was Ocean City. I don't remember where. It was a campground. There's a campground on the way here that we pass.
Yeah.
That I would like to try. But this campsite had like an indoor water park and like it was, they were like, that's more of a glamping because it was like, they looked like there were like cabins a little bit. So they did the lower floor and the upper was like a loft and you could fit like 4 to 5 people up there and everyone like swooned over my younger brother. Be up here with us. And my mom was worried because there's no railing.
Mm-hmm.
There was barely a railing. Because my mom was like OCD about my younger brother falling off. Falling out of the loft. But it was really nice though. I would have to say like 20 or more times I've gone camping as a kid. So what about you?
I camped rarely as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Girl Scouts, I think we went 3 times. The family camp time was probably twice, so probably like 5 times in my youth. But I know that I loved it, so I frequently asked, can we go camping? Even though we didn't go. But now that I'm older,
by myself.
Yes. Okay. So that brings us to the next question.
Oh boy. Do you have any memories from a camp out when you were younger?
We shared this last week, but the gypsy moths. I just remember being so, so, so skeeved out because the caterpillars were just everywhere and they were furry. And I was like, no, thank you. My mom would be like, go sit at the picnic table. No, thank you, because there are caterpillars everywhere. And I was like,
you were more worried about caterpillars and bees?
Yeah, I was like, bee can sting me, the caterpillar I can't handle.
I'm the opposite.
But, like, that was fun. But sleeping in the yurt was cool because there were bunk beds in it.
Yeah.
So
you say that, I just can't. It's just a funny word.
Then the Girl Scout camp. For some reason, one of the campouts.
Mm-hmm.
We went canoeing. And it was fun. But then we had a special visitor who came.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Alaskan dog sled team.
Oh.
And the dog sled team had the owner put little shoe booties on the dogs. Oh, and they pulled the wood sled.
Yeah.
Because there's apparently dry sleds, if that's what they're called, and the snow sleds.
Yeah.
So we got to see the team hauling to take that lady.
Nice.
And it was just really cool, and they were gorgeous dogs, and I was just like, this is awesome.
Oh, cool.
Sorry. Yes. Yes, indeed.
I have a bad memory from a camp out.
Oh, dear.
So for 8th grade or 7th grade or 6th grade, we did a camping weekend for school.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone tried to do the t-shirt challenge for the school, for the, I think it was 6th grade. I think it was 6th grade. So we are at Camp Akanikan. We all are in cabins and we all have our bunk mates and everything. And then we're all in the dining hall. And my mom was there, so she was one of the parents that chaperoned and helped out. I remember this guy coming and telling the most horrific, spooky stories. If you try to tell me a spooky story now, I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever, it's not real. Back then, I cried.
Aww.
In front of everybody. With, I think it was, 60 to 70 kids that went.
Oh.
So it was a lot of kids. But this was, a school camp, school-related camping week thing. It was nice, though, because we did archery, we did pottery, we made our own candles, learned how to make our own candles. We learned how to use a compass. They made it fun for us, but we still had to learn some stuff. It was a science thing, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, but this guy came and he told, and they turned up the lights of the dining hall, and this guy is sitting in the dark with a little lantern or whatever, and he's telling these scary stories, and I'm mortified. I literally had to leave the dining hall. I was scared. Oh my gosh. I was so scared. But yeah, that was probably one of the more traumatic memories I've had.
Okay.
That I can think of. But yeah.
Yeah, I would have been like, no, thank you. I have to leave. No, I need to sleep tonight. You have got to let me go.
My mom was in my cabin.
That's good.
So that. Yeah, there was no way I was not having my mom in the same cabin as me for a school camp out.
Okay. All right. So we've both gone over how we like going to campgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So when you're at a campground, barring any situation like what we had when we went camping.
Oh my god.
Last time, and there was the screaming lady.
Oh my god, you have to tell them that story.
Do you prefer staying to your own tent and area, or do you go around and socialize with the other campers?
For Girl Scouts, we had to go out and socialize, because there was activities we all had to do. As a story recently, I try to stick to myself. Like when you and I go, we try to stick to ourself, our little section. But if we have a group of people that are with us, then yeah, we try to also want to stick to our little, because you don't know who's out there. And yeah, especially with this lady who just, this lady literally screaming at the top of her lungs. And she's literally the next campsite over from us, down from us. And all of a sudden, all I hear is, What did she yell? You're not that. You need to take a nap or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing everything over here. You need to blah, blah. And she's cursing, too. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a kid-friendly campsite. And we almost called the Rangers.
Yeah.
It was starting to get ugly. And she's using foul language. And I don't know. I don't know if she was just tired or on something, but
she was.
I don't know. She was
angry.
But for no reason, like yelling. Like, you can't bleep and do anything right or something, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think we might want to call the Rangers, but I didn't want to ruin our weekend. We were there for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to pack everything up. So we hung out. We stuck it out, but we mainly just kept to ourselves. Unless we met that guy with the dog.
Yeah.
So there's a guy with the dog walking. The dog is super friendly. And like, the dog wasn't on a leash, which is, I'm guessing, okay.
Yeah.
As long as you can take control of your dog and make them come back to you. And so it was nice to meet. What was the dog's name again?
Wasn't it Barley or something?
I thought it was Moose.
It might have been Moose. Barley. No.
Was it a female? Shoot, it was a girl. Jenna? I forget.
It was a gorgeous dog.
It was a lab, right?
Yeah.
It was a lab. Gorgeous dog. Very friendly. Tried to follow us, actually.
It did.
That was funny. So, yeah, I like to try to stay with our own party. Mm-hmm. But as for Girl Scouts, we had to actually go out and socialize with everybody else because there was, like, activities we all had to do together.
Okay.
So, yeah. What about you?
I, depending on the size of the campground,
yeah.
I like to go just see who the immediate neighbors are.
Okay.
Because, like, sometimes I've shared food with my immediate camp neighbors. Like, if I'm site 13, I'm checking who's at 11, 12, 14, and 15.
Okay.
Or whoever is in the little area yeah. where my area is. So I will do that. And also it's good to be like, okay, we're going to have a fire. If you want to have a fire, mm-hmm. I'll keep an eye. We're going to stay up till X time
yeah.
to help. It's a lot. So, but like if it's a big campground, I'm not going around to everybody being like, hi, I'm yeah. sticking to the area closest to me. And that way we all have each other's backs. And yeah.
Buddy system.
Indeed. And also, if you have to walk through their camp at night to get to the pit toilet.
Oh, my God. Please. The pit toilet to everybody.
It's like an outhouse.
But it's worse than... I would rather do a porta potty than a pit toilet. It was so
raunchy in there that I literally had to hold my nose and practically hold my breath in order for me to have... I literally woke up at like 2 a.m. and I was like, Shay, I have to go to the bathroom. I was like, I don't want to go by myself. And I'm literally gagging because it smells so bad. Just get a normal bathroom or at least get porta potties on campsites, please. Because I would rather I can handle a porta potty better than I can handle the pit toilet. I do not do the Papa Squat thing. I refuse to do that.
But, like, if you have to cross their campsite, to get to the pit toilet or restroom area, wherever you're going. Like, you want to be friendly with them. You don't just want to, like,
walk in there,
walk through their area. So that's why I socialize a little bit.
But at least our pit toilet
was, like, literally right next to us. We had to walk, like, a couple feet. And it was right there. But, oh, my God, you need a gas mask for that. Literal gas mask. Never again. I'd rather suffer and hold it till we got back to ever have to go to the bathroom at a pit toilet. Oh, man. Do you prefer camping in the woods, in the open, or by the water?
I like camping by the water in the woods.
There you go.
I like the woods as long as I know where I am. So, like, Potion Pond, I know, like, we're gonna have deer, we're gonna have foxes or whatever. We're gonna have, like, little squirrels and, like, chipmunks crawling around outside. I like to go, yeah, because Goshen Pond, we were by the lake.
Yeah,
so that was nice. In the open? I guess. I guess. I don't know.
Alright. Now again, I answered this last episode, but it's going to be the same answer this episode. But do you have a dream camping destination?
Yes.
Okay.
Maine.
All right.
And the Utah one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Utah one.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So Maine and Utah are like my top, but mainly Maine first because I've heard so many great things about it. So what about you? I already know this answer.
For like sightseeing, Zion, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just because I've always wanted to do it, Fort Wilderness in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very simple.
Yes. All right. You ready?
Yes.
How long does it take you to put up a tent?
What kind of tent are we talking about? One where it's like a quick setup, like my new one, or the old, like put the tent poles up? Because I can get a tent pole up in like.
What about a 6-person tent that has like poles A, poles B, poles B, it's like C, and you have to like match them all together?
15 See, minutes.
That will take you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
A 6-person giant tent will take you 15 minutes.
Yep.
All right.
We did that in Girl Scouts a lot.
It's true. Yeah, we did too. But it was mainly more the parents were helping us because we really couldn't figure it out. For me, like with my tent, the orange, bright neon orange tent that I got for my birthday 1 year, which was amazing. That takes me like 4.5-5 minutes. Not even. So, but it was like the big family tent that'll probably take me 20 to 30 to 45 minutes to almost an hour because it's like I have to lay out the poles, like pole set, pole A, set pole B, set pole C's. Like I have to lay them out first and then I have to read the instructions and I have to say, oh, A goes to B, goes to that, goes to this. So that one will take me longer. But if it's like a normal, the ones that normal small tents that we have, it takes us like what, 5 minutes? Not even?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do you pack anything for comfort, like creature comforts, when you go camping?
I pack just like, you mean like pillows and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pack pillows. I have a body pillow that I brought with me last time we went camping.
Your blanket?
My blanket. I have to bring like my double fleece blanket as long as I have like something that reminds me of the house, of like my room. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. My body pillow, because it has band member on it and I really like it. And what did I say? The blanket, my double fleece blanket, I have to. Or at least one of my blankets from home.
I bring the goat squishmallow to sleep on. And I bring an inflatable, like, sleep cot.
Oh, God. That was interesting trying to.
Yeah, that was interesting. That's fun to take down when.
It's time to leave.
And it's pouring down rain.
Oh my God.
But it's a sleeping pad, a cot, whatever you want to call it. It raises you off the ground a little bit, but it's inflatable and you use a foot pump. to inflate the pad thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ready? Yes. Do you have any frivolous items you bring camping just to be extra? I know I do.
My one lantern is special. Like, it's not even a full lantern. It's just a hanging light.
Yeah.
But it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different settings. Mm-hmm. And one of the settings is the light turns red. Mm-hmm. And then the next setting is the red light flashes.
So it's like an emergency.
So it's like an emergency light. I do not need that thing. But I can use it if there's ever an emergency, yeah. Like flashing red light and scream.
Yeah.
Or play like a alarm on my phone.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's being extra or being cautious. But that's what I bring.
I usually bring my headphones, my AirPods, because I love falling asleep to the sounds of like outside. But if my mind goes into like, what's the word? Not OCD mode. Like if I hear a sound, my mind goes straight to, oh my God, what's outside? Oh my God, yeah. What is that? Oh my God, what is that? So I usually bring my AirPods just in case if I'm having trouble sleeping. So I just listen to binaural beats, which it's for like for sleep, for relaxation. It's just look on Google binaural beats and it works. It helps me fall asleep when I'm struggling. So I would bring my headphones. So. Oh, this is a good, next good question. This is really good.
Okay. What have you learned while camping? Life lessons or just practical? Don't sit on the stump.
You're not going to let me forget that story, are you? As you shouldn't. So, I would have to say buddy system. We always learned that for Girl Scouts. Like every time we went somewhere, buddy system, buddy system, buddy system. And be cautious of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Like I know you and I go and like we go together. Even it's just to like go get something out of the cooler, which is like literally right next to the tent, still make sure, because you never know who's like lurking outside your tent. I can't say lurking. You know what I mean? Like someone, if like someone is like being sketchy. Mm-hmm. So mainly buddy system. That's really important. And know what to do in case of an emergency. Like have like your cool light that flashes. Like have a signal that you can use if there's ever an emergency. And I did take a wilderness first aid safety class recently, and we learned about like everything from first aid to if you're ever in the mountains and you see a hike, come across a hiker, blah, 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 whatever. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you like help that person? Like if there's, and my teacher gave us like different scenarios for each thing. And it was a tough class. Like you learn a lot. It's not like this willy-nilly silly stuff that we do. It is like, well, if you sprain your ankle, how are you able to support the person's ankle? What do you do? If someone breaks an ankle, what do you do? How do you signal for a ranger? How do you signal for the? So what I've learned is what do you do for a black bear? Like, how do you keep your food away from a black bear?
Oh, I was just going to say, if it's a black bear, make yourself look big.
Yes. Well, how do you do it for a brown bear?
Stay very still.
Okay. All right. What have you learned?
I have learned be prepared.
Yes. Okay. What is the quote? Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. That is my dad's quote.
So... like, just be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Always keep an eye on your peripherals.
Mm. Know where your campsite is at all times.
Bring the damn bug spray.
Don't sit on any stump. Bring camping chairs.
Yeah. Oh, bug spray is so important. Because the bugs want to get you. They want to. But you cannot let them win. But they deserve to live, so you just got to spray yourself down with some bug spray. And never flip the canoe. Never flip the canoe.
Oh, no.
I did not do it. My canoe stayed up straight the entire time. My friends did not. She was very wet, and she was very upset, and there was a fish that apparently nibbled at her toe. And Elizabeth, you know what I'm talking about.
That's funny.
So, bugs, right? Be prepared. Aware of your surroundings. Don't tip the canoe. That's what I've learned. Okay. How do you pass the time while camping? Like the time that...
Like, if you're not sitting there doing nothing. Okay.
I usually bring a book or try to bring a book. Games, card games.
Yeah.
Magazines, maybe. Go for a hike, maybe, also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and try to stay off your phone as best as possible because it just drains the battery even more. But know that you, like, for locations, like, I bring, like, 3 extra, phone chargers just in case. So, yeah. What do you do?
Literally same thing.
Yeah.
Just same thing across the board. Same thing. And maybe, like... On top of the card games, Yahtzee. I'll bring Yahtzee.
Yes. Popcorn read.
Popcorn reading is fun.
And when it's a good book.
And maybe nap. Or like stargaze at night.
Yeah. Snooze. I call it snoozing.
Alrighty. Do you unplug when you camp or take some technology with you?
I bring my phone because it's like
a
location necessity thing. Like if something goes wrong, you need to be able to call the Rangers.
Yeah.
But I don't bring like tablets, laptops, I used to when I was younger, I would bring a portable DVD player, but I don't do that anymore. So it's just really the phone.
I'm the same way. Just mainly the phone and maybe like my headphones.
Okay.
Just so I can like listen to something. Like if it's like a good audiobook that I want to listen to. And if, so definitely phone and headphones just in case.
Okay.
But, and extra portable phone chargers.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. I try to unplug when I'm out camping. But, like, I unplug when I'm at, like, if I'm camping in my backyard, I unplug. That's easy. Keep the phone in the house. I know where I'm, like, my parents know where I am. I'm right in the backyard. They can see the tent from the deck door.
Okay.
So, but if I'm Ghost Pond or anywhere else, I bring the phone with me because we need it for locations and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This isn't so much a question as it is
a statement,
kind of a prompt, if you will. But can we please tell the listeners about our Camp Out for Conservation last year? We've dropped hints about it, but I should say, like, I, as we know, love animals and conservation is something that I hold deep in my heart.
Mm.
So I did the Camp Out for Conservation fundraiser for Wildlife Warriors last year. And
you had to raise money for that, right?
Yeah. and I've raised over $1,000 Australian. Mm-hmm. I forget how much it was in American dollars, but it was
like 900 or 800.
It was something. It was
about because you got what you got a tent, you got jacket or something. Did you get a jacket?
Sleeping bag. As fundraising, like milestone.
Yeah.
Earnage
thing, whatever.
But we went camping together mm-hmm. at the campsite, and this is where 5 a.m. rain wake up, screaming woman, the dog.
A very friendly dog. That was probably the best. Yeah. And we ran into a really nice lady, too, when we were walking.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, we got there.
We got, like, mid...
Mid-morning.
Yeah.
Set up the tent.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fire ban in place.
Yeah, because of so many... So, we didn't even...
We didn't even try with fire.
Medium-sized cooler, yeah. Which is drinks and...
And hoagies.
And hoagies, yeah. We stopped at a place by our house that we can get hoagies from.
What else? And if you're outside of this area where we live and you have no idea what a hoagie is, it's the kind of sandwiches that Subway sells.
Yeah, I don't think... ...knows that. I can't. I don't want to say the word because I don't want to have a controversy.
The camp out was just one night because I was really busy, but I wanted to make good and camp. So we went and we got there, set up the tent, made a couple trips back and forth to the car.
Mm-hmm. We wore matching hiking boots.
We did.
We wore matching hiking boots.
We hiked around the campground perimeters.
Yeah.
We took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do?
We didn't do s'mores. That was...
Yeah,
there was no fire. Read Popcorn Red, that mystery murder thriller thing that I bought.
Yes.
Which was very good. Which was funny. Well, I don't... I gotta find... when we go home, I'll look for it somewhere. What else? We popcorn red, ate snacks, played games, laughed a lot.
Yes.
Went to the pit toilet, even though I didn't want to. And then the next day we went home.
Yeah.
Showered and got ready for the Phillies game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And went to the Phillies game that, Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Was a fun time.
It was. So much fun.
And it just, it rained so hard at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
that it was coming through the rain tarp.
Yeah.
Into the tent. And we both, just started shrieking for a couple seconds. And then, we're just like, whoa, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And we saw on the radar for the weather, that there was a slight break in the rain, that we had enough time, we could take everything down, clean up the campsite, get back home, and then
relax, take a shower,
then go to the Phillies game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our camp out for conservation.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other camping stories you'd like to share? I don't think we have any, right?
I'm pretty good.
All my other stories are Girl Scout stories. And I don't remember half of them. I just remember the one campsite we went to for Girl Scouts. We had to make these. It was a mystery camp or something. I don't remember. But we had to make these dolls. Like mascots. They were called mascots or something. And we had to make them out of old... I don't even remember. For each Girl Scout troop. And then we all had to give them in. And then there was clues. It was a mystery, a mascot mystery weekend thing. It was, I don't even remember. I hated it. Okay. It was just so much work to put this weird mascot together that other troops would ruin what you made. And I'm like, what is the point if you understand? It's kind of a murder mystery, sort of. But I didn't really like that camp.
It was somewhere local, but I don't remember what it was called. Okay. I just I don't know. There was a lot of girls there that like really didn't. I didn't like.
Okay.
So. Anyway.
Yep.
We good?
I think that's about it.
And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. You can also catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Indexed, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback, and we hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.